From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Margaret Bashir takes a look.
UN spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters that Machar and a small group of people turned up in the DRC on Wednesday. The UN mission there, known as MINUSCO, was alerted to his presence and contacted the Congolese government. The government asked them to facilitate the group's transfer from an area near the DRC-South Sudan border to a location inside Congo, which the UN has not revealed. Asked whether Machar required medical care, Haq said, "We have been providing him with whatever medical assistance he needs." Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
The State Department says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia next week to discuss regional issues. A spokesman says Kerry will first go to Nigeria and meet with President Muhammadu Buhari to discuss the threat of the terrorist group Boko Haram. The two leaders will also discuss Nigeria's economy and human rights issues. Brazilian police say they might charge U.S. Olympic swimmers with vandalism and giving false testimony after the swimmers admitted they fabricated a story about being robbed at gunpoint. Swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Fegan initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro. But two of the swimmers, Conger and Bentz, admitted to fabricating the story. The two were detained at the airport late Wednesday while heading back to the United States. The head of the civil police in Rio told reporters security cameras revealed the swimmers actually visited a gas station. This is VOA.